Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. He loves you.
And we give you glory this morning.
And Father God, I pray that before we go any further, Father God, that you will look on our hearts, Father. And Lord Jesus, we realize that we all have sinned and come short of your glory. And so we ask now, Father, that you will just touch us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Yes, Lord.
And Father God, that you will sanctify us through your word and through your blood. And Father God, that you would fill us with the Holy Spirit more and more each and every day, oh God. We thank you, Father. We thank you for spiritual blessings that you have given us. We thank you for the hand of grace and mercy that keeps us going day by day. And Father God, I pray now your blessing upon Pastor Kason this morning. I pray, oh God, that you continue to look upon your servant. Continue to be his strength. Continue to be his help, oh God. And Father God, as he break the bread of life this morning unto us, I pray, Father God, that you will let your word go forth with power, truth, and clarity, oh God. Father God, that someone will come to you, Lord Jesus, and to know you as Lord and Savior. And Father God, I pray through the preach word, oh God, that men will be delivered. Oh God, that someone will have a personal relationship with you. And Father God, that we will have peace, oh God. Father God, that I pray through the preach word, oh God. Father God, that we will know your love and the price that you paid, that we might have a right to eternal life. Father God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for Jesus and the debt that he paid for our sins because he didn't have to die for us. We thank you, Father. Help us to lift him up this morning, Lord Jesus, that men will be drawn unto you, Father God. Help us to decrease, oh God, and you increase, oh God, that they will come to know you as Lord and Savior, oh God. And Father God, I pray that you look on First Lady this morning. Continue to be her help and her strength. Continue to be her way maker. And then, Father God, I pray for the entire Heart of God Baptist Church that you will meet their every need today, oh God. You know what they stand in the need of, Father. Father God, I pray that you will look on mothers everywhere this day, oh God. Father God, we know this is the day that they have set aside to celebrate mothers. But being a mother is our everyday job. And we thank you, Jesus, because without you, Father, we could not do it. They could not be the mothers that you have called them to be today. So, oh God, we thank you. We thank you for the mothers that labored, oh God, the mothers that suffered, oh God, the mothers that have gone on to glory, oh God. But, Father God, we thank you for the mothers that left the legacy, oh God, the teaching and the preaching and the witnesses of you, Lord Jesus. Because without that, Father God, we wouldn't be able to make it today. So we are more than grateful, Father God. And we thank you for the mother of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we praise you and you thank you, Father, because you chose her, oh God, to use her for your glory and to bring forth our darling son, Jesus. And we thank you for that this morning, Father. And, oh God, I pray this morning, Lord Jesus, that as we grow older in grace, as we grow older in you as mothers and grandmothers and stepmothers and foster mothers and even the ones that don't have children, oh God, but still have that motherly image, oh God, I pray, Father, that you will keep us reminded of your love, of your patience, and of your understanding. Help us to have that today, Father. And, Father God, I pray for churches everywhere that are teaching and preaching righteousness in your name for your glory. I pray, oh God, that you will touch, heal, and deliver. And, Father God, I pray for mankind because we all need a closer relationship with you. I pray for this nation. I pray for this world. And, Father God, I pray through it all, Lord Jesus, that you will be glorified, that you will be lifted up this day. And we thank you, Father. We thank you for everything that you've done. We thank you for being Jehovah Jireh. We thank you for meeting every need today. And, oh, God, we pray that through you, Jesus, that you and you alone will get all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And we thank you for every blessing that you have given us thus far. And we thank you for that, that you will continue to do. And we love you now, and we bless you, and we praise you. And we say hallelujah to your name this morning. To God be the glory for the great things that you have done. And we thank you again. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. We thank Reverend Lindsay for that fervent prayer. Amen. We know that talk with Jesus will make it all right. Amen. We want to sing a song this morning, a song for the church, where the hymnal used to fall right open to it. We used to sing it so much. Many times when we would go visiting churches, the hymn would fall open to it. It's hymn number 411, and it's entitled Lift Him Up. And one of the things that we learned how to be humble early on in our lives and in ministry, to lift up God. And then when you begin to lift him up and lift up the name of Jesus, things will begin to fall in place. And so we thank God for all the mothers, amen, that just didn't go on Mother's Day. We know that it's an ongoing thing in the church where you say a lot of times the only time people go to church is on Easter and Mother's Day. But we thank God that their mothers, amen, that lead the way, amen. And their whole purpose is to lift up Jesus, because he's the one that said, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, that he would draw all men unto him. And so as these mothers and as these families and churches around the world continue to lift up the name of Jesus, he will draw men unto him. And so we would sing it, and we would clap our hands, and we would praise God, and it will get to the refrain where it says, lift him up, lift the Savior up, still he speaks from eternity, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. And that would ring out through the church, and people would clap, and people would sing, and people would realize, amen, it was because mothers, it was because grandmothers, and because loved ones that lifted up the name of Jesus in our presence, that we were drawn to our Lord and Savior, and we were made whole. Amen. So let us sing to the glory of God. How to reach the masses in a very birth for an answer. Jesus gave the key, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Lift him up, lift him up. Still he speaks from eternity, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw men unto me. Oh, the world is hungry for the living bread, lift the Savior for them to see. Trust him and do not doubt the words that he said, I'll draw men unto me. Oh, lift him, lift the Savior up, lift him, lift the Savior up, still he speaks from eternity, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Don't exalt the preacher, don't exalt the pew, preach the gospel simple, full and free. Prove him and you will find the promise is true, I'll draw men unto me. Oh, lift him, lift the Savior up, lift him, lift the Savior up, still he speaks from eternity, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Lift him up, by living as a Christian ought. Let the world in you the Savior see. Then men will gladly follow him who once taught, I'll draw men unto me. Lift the Savior up, lift the Savior up, still he speaks from eternity. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw men unto me. Oh, lift him, lift the Savior up. Lift him, lift the Savior up. Still he speaks from eternity. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw men unto me. One more time. Lift him, lift the Savior up. Lift him, lift the Savior up. Still he speaks from eternity. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. If someone has lifted up the name of Jesus and has given them the praise, and someone has told you about a man named Jesus, if someone has told you about the good news that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that they didn't talk about themselves, they didn't talk the preacher up, they didn't talk the pew up, but they talked up the name of Jesus. He said, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, that he would draw all men unto him. If you ever been drawn by a Savior that it looked past your faults and saw your needs, that looked down and picked you up and dusted you off and set your feet on the solid rock, if you ever knew a man, amen, that could save everybody, the one that set you free, that made you whole, that gave you a new walk and gave you a new talk, lift up the name of Jesus. Lift the Savior up. And when you can say, Lord, have mercy, that he is the one that saved me, then you can walk like he wants you to walk. Then you can talk like he wants you to talk. Then you can give like he wants you to give. Then you can be a neighbor like he wants you to be a neighbor. Then you can be a mother like he wants you to be a mother. You can be a father like he wants you to be a father. When you begin to lift up the name of Jesus, I don't know about you, but when you get down and you feel like you can't make it anymore, when you begin to call on somebody knows him, that you can call on him in the midnight hour, when you call on him, when it seems like all hope is lost, you can call on him and lift him up and say, God, I thank you for your son Jesus that walked this walk and knows all about my struggles. And I can go to him in prayer, and late in the midnight hour when the tears are running down my face, or when I'm on my bed of affliction and my body is rocking in pain, I can go to the one that knows all about my struggle, that knows all about my situation, and call on his name in the midnight. Somebody know what I'm talking about this morning. When it seemed like it wasn't going to work out, it seemed like it wasn't going to come to pass, but some kind of way, weeping that endured for a night brought some joy in the morning. Hallelujah. Thank God that we can still lift him up. We can still lift the name of Jesus up. We can still call on that name. We can still go to him in prayer. We can still count on him. And all you got to do in the situation, in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the trial, in the midst of the tribulation, is lift the Savior up, because he is the one that will be your doctor, come on now, in the hospital. He'll be your lawyer in the courtroom. He'll be the one that will make a way out of no way. When you begin to lift up the name, come on now, of Jesus, he's the one that declared, if I be lifted up, that he would draw all men unto himself. We thank God today for the drawing power of the Savior. We thank God today, amen, that he continues to bless us and keep us and make ways for us on a daily basis. So we are thankful today, amen, that we can continue to lift him up. We're going to go to our first worshiper this morning. Last four digits, 2256. 2256, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Sunday.
Thank God
for this beautiful day. I thank him because he's just wonderful. He just keeps on blessing every day, and I just thank him. And if he don't do nothing else, I'm just still thankful.
You know, amen.
Because he's done so much already. And I can't thank him enough. Thank God for Pastor, First Lady, all heart of God, everybody that's on the line. I hope everybody have a wonderful day. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. And everybody just take care of themselves. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper, last four digits, 7971. 7-1, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, First Lady. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers on the line this morning. I want to thank God, Lord, that he woke me up this morning.
Hallelujah.
On my way. I tell you, it's good to know the Lord. It's good to love the Lord. And you know he's real, and he's real in your soul. I don't look like and I don't feel like what I've been through this week, but God knows he woke me up this morning with a smile on my face. My phone has been blowing up so bad I can't answer all the tweets or whatever you call them things on the phone. But I love me and I know God does. I know he loves me. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Have mercy on me this morning. I'm so happy to be here to praise him with you all. Enjoy your day. Know that God loves you, and we love you too. Be blessed and have a happy Mother's Day. It's something to rejoice about. It's something to be joyous about. Rejoice about. Thank you, God. Thank you, Pastor, for being my pastor. I love you.
Bless you.
I love
you. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Had a few challenges this week, but I'm still standing. And I thank everybody for their prayers. And I'm just grateful for everything, all the cards and the flowers and everything that I have received. And I just thank you. And God bless everybody, and have a happy Mother's Day.
Good morning, Heart of God Church. Good morning, Pastor, First Lady. I thank God for you. Thank God for all of you. But this is a day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, when I look back over my life, and I just say, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
The songwriter said, I've had some good days and I've had some bad days.
Hallelujah.
But my good days, they outweigh my bad days.
My Lord.
So I won't complain.
Hallelujah.
God is good all the time.
Yes, he is.
He's taken us through this week. He's been there for us.
Yes, Lord.
He has blessed us.
Yes, Jesus.
Through it all.
Through it all.
We made it.
Hallelujah.
I'm here this morning to witness to him. So I wish all of you, mothers, my husband always said, fathers have good Mother's Day too. So happy Mother's Day to all of you. I love you all. Be blessed.
Amen. Amen. Thank you all for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our First Lady. Good morning, First Lady.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Mother's Day to everyone. We know that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. All righty, here we go. It says, wonderful mother. It says, God made a wonderful mother, a mother who never grows old. Praise the Lord. We do not get old mothers. He made her smile of the sunshine, and he molded her heart of pure gold. In her eyes, he placed bright, shining stars. In her cheeks, fair roses, you see. God made a wonderful mother, and he gave that dear mother to me. I want to wish everyone a happy Mother's Day. I love you all, and just keep on doing what you're doing for the Lord, and you are a blessing to all that you touch, and you are a blessing to Heart of God. You all continue to keep lifting up the name of Jesus, and Lord, the Lord is continuing to bless Heart of God, and I just thank the Lord for all the blessings, all the loves, all the text messages, all the hugs and kisses, because yesterday I got some hugs. You know, it's good to get some hugs, and I just thank the Lord for that. And I want to wish everyone a beautiful day that the Lord has made, and thank the Lord for just keep on blessing us. I love you all. You all have a blessed week. Don't eat too much, all right? Mm-hmm. But enjoy. Enjoy. Love you. Bye.
Amen, amen. Thank you, First Lady, for the testimony. I'm going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 3343. 3343. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Good morning. Thank you, Lord, for this. You know you're laying, going to bed at nighttime. You don't know if your eyes are going to open up the next morning, but you're so thankful, dear Father, when the bright light shining into your eyes, and you know that you already gave you another second chance to stay on the right track and follow his, glorify his name. And he said, thank you, Father, for being so good and that you have brought us a mighty long way. And we get checked to look back at the life that we came through and say, thank you, Father, for being so good to us that you say to us, amen. And you're so glad that give every lady on this day to be a good Mother's Day because everybody had a good mama. Coming through this world, we had to deal with Mama, and Mama was a good lady. And we said, thank you, Father, for being so good and brought us this far. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 1508. 1508. Good morning. We must be listening in. Worshiper. Last four digits, 4629. 4629. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Just like to thank God for another week. Like to wish all the mothers happy birthday, happy Mother's Day.
Sorry.
And I pray that everybody has a great Mother's Day. I appreciate every mother in the church. Being a mother is a special thing, not only just because of what you do for your kids or the love that you guys show for your kids, but it's also the patience that you all have for us, and so that we can grow. And thank everybody in the church, all the mothers. Everybody's always had an impact in my life in their own special way. And I pray that you all have a great Mother's Day. And if we were in church, I'm sure we'd be giving out flowers and giving out hugs and everything, showing all the love to the mothers. Pray that everybody has a great week and a great day.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. I'm going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 1741. 1741, good morning.
Good morning. Praise God. I thank God for this beautiful day. I thank God for just to be a mother and a grandmother. And I thank God for you, Pastor Kayson, and my church family, First Lady Kayson. And thank God for my son, Mark and Regina, Matthew and Marcus. And I just thank God today for just allowing my mother to tell me and to show me and to live the life of Jesus before me. And the seed that she planted just helped me so much today. And I'm so grateful today for my mom and my dad that allowed me to, took the time to just raise me and to train me and love me enough. And the greatest gift that they could have ever given me was to allow me and teach me about Jesus and salvation. And one of the things my mom always shared, only what you do for Christ will last. And so I pray that as I grow, that the Lord will give me that humbling spirit, that he will continue to be lifted up and men will continue to be drawn unto him. So I thank God for the many blessings. God bless each and every mother, grandmother, foster mother, even to the fathers, because we have some men that are mothers. And so anybody who nurtured and take care and love a child can be a mother. So we thank God for that.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. Truly, the only thing you do for Christ will last. And we're grateful to God that we can, amen, talk, amen, to the Lord, amen. Know that in times of need, that even if your mother has passed on and went on to glory, God says if your mother and your father forsake you, that's when he will pick you up. And thank God that he is continuing to be a mother to the motherless and a father to the fatherless. And so we just thank God today for mothers on this Mother's Day. And we go to the Lord in prayer this morning. We're going to ask him to bow your head. We're going to ask God's blessing this morning. Heavenly Father, it's in Jesus' name that we humbly bow, God, and thank you for another a privilege, another opportunity to be able to go to you in prayer. Father, we thank you for the presence and the power of your spirit. God, we thank you for your son who taught us how to pray, that we'd get away, oh God, and he would go to you as a son to a father. And, oh God, that he would pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, oh God, that he would pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that you have provided for us all of our lives, our daily bread. Oh, God, you have continued to deliver us from evil. For truly, God, you are the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. And so, God, we thank you that you've taught us how to forgive. And, oh, God, we thank you, God, that you've taught us how to forgive as you would forgive us. So, God, we thank you this morning for mothers and how that they are blessed as God to be able to learn that basic prayer, God. We call it the Lord's Supper, God. It means so much, God, and that as our mothers and our parents rehearse that prayer, God, that we had the ability, Father, to learn day by day as we grew up to understand what it meant to be able to turn to a Heavenly Father, to be able to have a personal relationship with you, God, to be able to trust you for our daily provisions, to be able to love in spite of and to forgive and to be forgiven. Now, we thank you that we've learned to give your name honor and we learned to give your name glory, God. We thank you, God, that as Jesus taught about this way to pray, God, that we can include our family and friends and our loved ones and those in distant lands and countries, oh, God, that we could pray for their strength in the Lord, that we could pray your healing upon them, that we can pray, God, that they would be able to know without a shadow of a doubt that you're true to your word and every word is true, especially the words that you said that you would love and leave us, nor forsake us. And so, God, we say thank you this morning. God, we say thank you, God, for all the many blessings. We've had testimonies this morning about how good you have been, God, and how in spite of our ups and our downs, our trials and our tribulations, oh God, that you have been there every step of the way. And for that reason, God, we say thank you. God, we thank you, God, that when we didn't know that danger was around the corner, God, you kept us from danger seen and unseen. Oh, God, that you had delivered us from evil, God, that you have allowed us, God, to be able to have a hedge of protection around us, God, that in spite of the things and the trials of this world, God, that we are still able to experience your grace and your mercy. And so, God, we say thank you, God, that every now and then when we're troubled on every side, God, you'll lead us beside the still water, allow us to lay down in green pastures. You'll remind us, oh God, that we are your own. And so, God, we thank you that even when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we don't have to fear any evil because we know, God, without a shadow of a doubt, that you are with us, God. God, we thank you for anointing our heads with oil, for preparing a table before us in the presence of our enemies. And God, we thank you that every now and then our cup runneth over. God, we thank you for mothers that poured into us would run over. We thank you, God, that through the challenges of life and the ups and the downs, they still were able to pour into us, God. They were able to continue to bless us and continue to guide us and continue to lead us, God. We thank you, God, as we celebrate Mother's Day, that there's been a mother in our lives every day of our lives. And so, God, we say thank you. God, we thank you for the mothers of Heart of God Church. God, we thank you, oh God, for those that have continued to bless us and keep us in whatever role they played, God. We thank you for how they continue to nurture and continue to guide, God. We thank you for that love that they have in their hearts for us, God. And so, God, we just pray that you would continue to bless them, continue to keep them like only you can, continue to give them peace in the midst of the storm, continue to let them know that you're there, God, and that you care, God. Continue to station angels and people around them that show of your love and your kindness, your grace and your mercy. And, oh, God, we pray on this day that you would continue to get all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, God, for allowing us to have such great communication with you, such great communication with, amen, so many great mothers down through the years. Amen. Amen. And we are grateful to God for his word today. And we want to share with you from the New Testament book of 2 Timothy and the first chapter of that New Testament book of 2 Timothy. And we want to talk, amen, about the mothers that it takes to raise children, amen. The old proverb, it says it takes a village to raise a child, and a part of that village is godly women, faithful godly women. And the Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy and the first chapter, he was talking to one of his sons in the ministry by the name of Timothy, and he was mentioning to Timothy to hold on to his faith, a faith that had been shared with him, and the faithful of the village of faithful women, godly women that he was brought up in. Timothy was experiencing some difficulties as a young man. A young man called into pastorate, a young man that was called into ministry at a young age, and come to realize quickly that ministry is not an easy thing when you're dealing with people, when you're pastoring people, when there are going to be many challenges that you run into. And so the Apostle Paul was writing to Timothy to encourage him to draw on the strength and the faith that was demonstrated and lived out through his mother and his grandmother, and that he would be able to recognize that faith in his own life. And that is where we want to go this morning. So let's go to the book of 2 Timothy, the first chapter, beginning at verse 1. And I'll be reading the King James. It says, Paul, a an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of the life which is in Christ Jesus. Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Jesus our Lord. And so in verse 3, he says, I thank God whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day. In verse 4, he said, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. And in verse 5, it goes on to say, when I call to remembrance thy unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. And so for a few moments this morning, my brothers and sisters, on this Mother's Day, we'll talk about the village of faithful, godly women. The village of faithful, godly women. Let us pray. Merciful God, our Father, we thank you for another privilege and another opportunity to stand and to declare your word. And Father, I ask that you will forgive me of my sins, O God, that I will be faithful and just to forgive, that you will be faithful and just to forgive me and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. O God, that I might be a pure vessel used by you. O God, that the sinners would be converted, the saints would be edified, but most of all, God, you would receive honor and glory to your name. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. The village of faithful, godly women. The village of faithful, godly women. The Apostle Paul, as he was writing this second letter to Timothy, was to encourage him to remain faithful in the ministry of the gospel of Jesus. Timothy had run into the usual ups and downs of ministry, realized that God didn't call him to a perfect ministry, did not call him to everything would be sunny and hunky-dory all the time, but that he would be coming up against spiritual wickedness in high places. That he would have physical and spiritual and mental challenges, so much so that sometimes it would cause tears to overflow down on his face. And so when Paul, his father in the ministry, got a word that Timothy was having some difficult days, he penned a letter to Timothy to remind him of his upbringing in the faith of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Paul encouraged him as he began to write the letter that he was praying for Timothy, that he would be able to experience the grace and the mercy and the peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus, our Lord. And so in that verse 2 of this first chapter, Paul knew that Timothy could make it through if he continued to rely on God the Father and Jesus Christ, our Lord. And he realized that what Timothy needed in his life, right from that verse 2, was grace and mercy and peace. And I don't know about you, but I've realized in my life, and I'm sure you've realized in your life, that you can't put a price tag on the peace of God, and you can't put a price tag on God's grace and God's mercy, and that it's God's grace and it's God's mercy and God's peace that will allow us to get through difficult times, that will allow us to get through difficult days, that will allow us to continue on in ministry, that will allow us to continue on as mothers and fathers and children of God. And so Paul said that I needed to encourage my son in these areas of grace and mercy and peace and that these things would be ministered to him through God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And so as he spoke to him, he encouraged him, this is where his help would come from, and that he would be able to continue on in spite of the difficult times. And verse 3, he would go on to say, I thank God whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers day and night. And he let Timothy know, good God Almighty, that he was praying for him consistently. And that's why it's so important for us, my brothers and sisters, to be able to understand what it is to pray and to pray without ceasing, because through our prayers, we are able to reach people, amen, spiritually without being there physically. And so Paul let Timothy know that even though I can't get to you, come on now, in the physical body, in the physical realm, know for without a doubt, amen, that I'm going to make my petition day and night to the Lord, that whatever you need or whatever you stand in the need of, that God will provide for you spiritually, amen, through prayer. And I don't know about you, but I'm glad that there were some folk in my life. There were some people, there were some mothers and there were some fathers, and there were some people that were concerned about me, amen, that even when I didn't know and didn't experience them physically in my presence, that they were calling out my name, that they were lifting my name up to the Lord through the Savior Jesus Christ, that they were asking on my behalf, amen, day and night, that God would protect me, that God would provide for me, that God would make a way for me, amen, in all of my ways. And so Paul was encouraging Timothy that I'm praying for you, that God would give you his grace and his mercy, that your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ would give you peace. And also in verse 4, he let him know that he desired to come see him. And every now and then, come on now, it's good to be able to be visited by someone that loves you, someone, amen, that has their concern about you. And I'm glad today, as now the global pandemic, amen, has somewhat of a control, that every now and then we can venture out and see somebody and venture out and give somebody a hug and venture out and talk to somebody face to face. It's important, amen, that people would know, amen, that you still have a desire to be with them. You still have a desire to meet them. And so Paul encouraged Timothy that I desire to see you, and I'm mindful of your tears. I'm mindful what you're going through, and I want to fill you with joy. I want to experience you, that when we're together, we can experience the joy of the Lord, that even though the tears and the weeping may endure for a night, that we'll be able to find joy in the morning. So he began to share in verses 1 through 4, Timothy, the things that he wanted to do for him as a son, that he wanted to let him know that he was praying that God, through the God the Father, would grant him grace and mercy, that God through Jesus Christ would give him peace, that he would always be praying for him, and that he desired to see him, that he was mindful of his tears, and he wanted to be able to see him experience the joy in the morning. And all of these things are important for a young man. Come on now. Not only are they important for young men, but they are also important for young women and every child of God. But it took some time in this letter. Paul took some time in this letter to remind Timothy of his grandmother and mother. He took time out in this letter to really understand, amen, that there's some things, come on now, that only a mother can give to a child. As we studied this letter and understood that Pastor Paul was preaching and teaching and encouraging his son in the ministry as a father in the ministry, that he recognized, amen, a young man, amen, needed some encouragement, amen, not just from his father in the ministry, but he needed to be reminded, amen, of the mother and the grandmother, amen, that had been in his life. Timothy was young in the ministry, but Paul wanted him to go through the things, amen, that ministers go through, the grace and the mercy and the peace and the praying without ceasing and the tears that will be met with joy in the morning. But he also wanted him to understand that God had given him a comfort source. Come on now. A comfort source, amen, that might not be in the pulpit, that might not be in a man-to-man relationship, but there was a comfort source that came from his mother and came from his grandmother, amen. And Paul wanted him to understand that only a mother or a grandmother can fulfill or feel that area in his life. He wanted him to understand that yes, along with my prayers without ceasing, yes, along with I'm wanting joy to come in the morning from your tears, yes, along with God's grace and God's mercy, yes, along with the peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that there's some medicinal purpose, there's some medicinal things that come along, amen, with a mother that raised in the village, a godly mother that raised in the village of women, amen, of faith. There's something different about it. There's a special connection between a mother and a child that only a mother can provide. There's something, amen, that when she has lived in the village with other godly women of faith, that they know how, amen, to determine when a child is hurting. They know how to determine when a child need some encouragement. They understand, amen, what a child is going through. They understand the cry. They understand the facial expressions. They understand about the child. So Paul is telling Timothy, that I want you to remember your mama and your grandmama. Come on now. I want you to remember how they was brought up in the village of women of faith, the village of godly women of faith. And he said, I want you to remember, amen, how they made it through. Come on now. And in my own mind, I can see Paul going back in his mind and remembering the godly women of faith in his life. And remembering that even though he was preaching and teaching the word of God, and even though he was being raised as a man, that he appreciated, amen, the mothers that God had provided in his life. Come on now. He understood, amen, that every now and then, amen, you needed mama to come alongside, amen, and give you some words of encouragement, to kiss you and to hug you like only a mother can. He understood, amen, that where Timothy was right now in his life, amen, he needed to be reminded and refreshed, amen, that mama, amen, was the one that was there, that mama was the one that leaned and depended on God, that mama and grandmama was the one that would go with you on church on Sunday morning, that mama and grandmama was the ones, amen, that would pray all night long, that mama and grandmama were the ones that even when you was in trouble, amen, they looked past your faults and saw your need, that grandmother and mothers, amen, was the ones, amen, even when you wouldn't do right, they would still pray for you. They were the one that in your deepest and darkest hours, the one would still come alongside and let you know that everything was going to be all right. These are the women that were raised in the village, amen, of godly, faithful women. And These were the women, amen, that many times when fathers and brothers that weren't around were the ones that kept the household together. They were the ones, come on now, that played double roles, if you will. They were the ones, amen, that even though, amen, they couldn't play a certain role, that they would direct you to somebody, amen, or something, amen, that would help you to be able to be the young man or the young woman that you needed to be. And so Paul says, along with all these things, verse 1 to verse 4, I need you to remind you about your grandmama and your mom. And so in verse 5, he says, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which first dwelt in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded that is in thee also. In other words, Paul said, I need to get to this young man and let him know he need to go back and visit the village that he grew up in. And visit all the godly women that was in the village that was raising him. Have I got a witness? And I thank God that down through the years, I can go back and visit the village of godly women, faithful godly women that I grew up in. I don't know about you, amen, but I thank God that there were so many that I can't even remember the names of all of them. But if I try this morning to be able to go back in just a little while, I remember, come on now, the lady next door. She had a mother by the name of Miss Abernathy. And Miss Abernathy was the mother of Miss Jackson. And Miss Abernathy would watch me when my mama couldn't watch me. I remember she would go and she would take me to church with her, amen. And as she would go to church, amen, she would pray for my family and her family. And I remember it vividly, amen, that she would get together with the lady that lived next door to her. Come on now. The lady that lived next door to her was the name of Miss Bradley. Amen. And Miss Bradley was a young woman, and she would pray also for Miss Bradley. And so Miss Abernathy, amen, not only ministered to my mama, but she ministered to Miss Jackson and also ministered to Miss Bradley. And then the lady up the street from her was the matriarch of the neighborhood, and her name was Miss Johnson. And Miss Johnson would get together, come on now, in the village of faithful women. And they would pray, come on now, for Miss Bradley. And they would pray, come on now, for Miss Jackson. And they would pray for my mama. And on the other side of me was Miss Matthews. And on up the street from Miss Johnson, come on now, there was another one by the name of Miss Daly, amen. And Miss Daly, amen, was also in the family of faithful Christian women. And then if you went up the street to the first street of the neighborhood, there was Miss Brown also, and there was Miss Singletary also up that street. And then if you would come down the street and come to the corner, there was Miss Williams on the corner, amen. And so Miss Johnson and Miss Abernathy would be able to get these women in the village of godly women, and they would begin to pray. And as they prayed, the word of God got out. Amen. And so they went down the street to the next corner. That's where Miss Kennedy was. And then across the street was Miss Escobar. And down the street from Miss Escobar was Miss Brown and Miss Green. And round the corner was Miss Barber. Come on now. And if you went back the other way, was Miss Waters on the backside, and it was Miss Johnson on the other end. And if you went around, it was Miss George on the other end. And it was so many women of God in the village, amen, godly women of faith, amen, that were in my life. that will be able to look at me and understand me as a little brown boy, amen, that I needed some help. I needed some encouragement. And wherever I went in the neighborhood, good God Almighty, it was somebody there, a woman of faith, a woman in the village of God that had something on the inside that loved the little boy, amen, that didn't know up or down, that protected him, that encouraged his mama, that was always there for every, not just me, but every child in the neighborhood. And so thank God today for all of those in the neighborhood. And so Paul wanted them to realize that the faith of your mother and your grandmother is now dwelling in you, and the same faith that they depended on is the same faith that's going to get you through. And I thank God for all the women in the church. When I grew up, Lord have mercy, in the church, I remember when we were in Europe, amen, that there was Chaplain Hodgson's wife, and there was Colonel Baker's wife, and there was Sergeant Dusak's wife, and they were the ones that rallied around us, amen, when we knew that our fathers were in war, that they would pray with my mother and that they would encourage all of the children. And I thank God for those in the church of the churches that I grew up in. And there was Mother all in the church when we were at Southern Friendship. There was Mother Pleasure and Mother Mungo, and there was all of those mothers that were in those churches, and they would come around, and even if they knew that you were a minister, they would treat you, amen, like their child. And then there was the mothers, amen, at Canaan Baptist Church, and there was Mother Jones, and they were all the mothers that helped us while we were doing the things with you ministry. There was I used to call her Deaconess Lindsay, but she's Reverend now. There was Deaconess, come on now, Sykes, but she's Reverend now. There was Sister Bryce, but now she's Deacon now. There's so many, amen, mothers that would come alongside. There were so many women of God and that were raised in this village that would come in and bless and help your wife, and they would come in and help your children. I'm talking about the village of women, amen, that help raise, amen, the young children of our day. So I go back and I look at all these women, and I can't name them all. And I thank God for my mother and all of her sisters and the ones that come on, amen, and they're so humble, amen, but they played such roles in our lives, and all my mom's sisters, and I think about my Aunt Vi. She was the one that always cooked, amen, and always looked forward to going over her house and grubbing and greasing back. And then there was my cool aunt, the one that drove the cool car. That was my Aunt Jewel. She always had a cool car. She was so smooth, and she had her own business, and she was all of that on Benny Road, amen. And then there was my Aunt Becky, amen. She was the fashion plate. She was always looking like the lady in the Jet or the Ebony magazine, amen. They was always cool. And then there was my Aunt Olivia, was like my big sister, amen, that was always cool and smooth, and all my other aunts, amen, they had something that they loved children, they loved the village, they loved the children in the village, and they always were looking out for us. They were always putting themselves second so that we could go first. And there was something about being raised in this type of environment that when we got into trouble, we knew we had someone to turn to. There was a house, there was a home that we could go through. And then there was the matriarch that lived in 7th Street Southeast. Her name was Audrey Smith. Lord have mercy. And she always had something cooking on the stove. She always had a word of God. She always had some encouragement. She always told us what the word of God said. That was something, amen, that encouraged me and encouraged me now. And on my father's side, there was a Kanya's caisson, amen, that raised five boys, amen. And she knew the struggle of black men during that time that we lived in. And she would encourage us, every one of us, to go to church and trust God. And she understood, amen, how Willie, amen, my grandfather, amen, was a preacher, the struggle that he went through. And she was there with him through thick and thin. I'm talking about a woman that was raised, amen, in the village of godly women of faith. And how she would call my mother when my father was in Vietnam and encourage her and encourage us to continue to hold on to God. I'm talking about these women of faith that was raised in a village that knew how to love, that knew how to provide, that knew how to understand, amen, children, that they needed to be able to see somebody live an example of faith in front of them. And I can go on and on, but I'm not going to go on and on. But there's so many. There's so many that I can't count. There's so many that I don't want to leave any out. Mother Strickland and Mother Gwen and all of the ladies that came on like big sisters and all of them that come as little sisters, amen, in our church family. And I don't want to leave anybody out, but know that we appreciate you, and I appreciate you coming alongside and being a big sister or a little sister or a mother in the church that have nurtured and allowed me and my family to grow, because you are in a village, amen, of godly, faithful, godly women that understands that it takes a village to raise a child. And I know I named about 30 or 40, but there's 30 and 40 more that I can name. And they have this one thing in common. I'm going to get out your way. And that is that when they were in that village of godly, faithful women, that when they were raised in that, they began to be infected, amen, by this thing that only women have, amen, and it's called can't help it. In other words, they can't help, amen, to love like God loves. They got it bad. When you're in that village, amen, what happens? That love of can't help it, like, it's bad. It's worse than a pandemic. When women, amen, get in this village of faithful, godly women, they have this thing, and I can't explain it, amen, that they can't help but to love children. They can't help but to nurture. They can't help, amen, but to treat them, amen, in a way, amen, that even if they're not their child, amen, that they would treat them in a godly way. And I live with two of them in my household, and my wife, amen, she has this thing, amen, that she loves children and she loves our children, and she can't help it, amen, but to love them. There's times when the house could be falling down around her, amen, but if she hears a child's voice, if she hears a child stir, she'll pop up and she'll go run and she'll go minister to a child. And it's like she can't, amen. If there's something in a child in need, that's what she's going to do. When we started our church, she would always love and hug on the children and make them feel comfortable and loved. And she would do it to a fault that many times, amen, she would want to put the children first and put the children here. Even though sometimes the adult would need to lead, she would always put the children first. She couldn't help it, amen, that she wanted to look out for the children. And she raised the daughter, my daughter, amen, that she's being infected now, that she can't help but to take care of her children and to provide for her children, even when she's sick and even when she's not well, she continues, amen, to put out and provide for her children. And I thank God, amen, for my mother-in-law, amen, that as tough as she is, amen, and many times the women of faith in this village, they act tough, amen, and they'll cuss you out from time to time, God Almighty, but they raise children, amen. amen, because of the softness of their heart. They raised my sister-in-law, Denise. They raised my sister-in-law, Kathleen. They raised them, amen, in this village that you can tell and you can see that they have been infected with this love. They have been infected with this thing, amen, that they can't help, amen, but to love and to care and to provide for their family. Because they've been raised in this village of faithful, godly women. And when you begin to understand that God has a special place, amen, for these women in our lives, we'll begin to start making the right choices of how, amen, we want to raise our family. And I caution the young men and men, amen, that as they begin to start wanting to make their family, that they would mark the women that lived in the faithful village of godly women, that these women will love you, amen, and they will do whatever God instructs them to do for you, that they will come alongside and be your helpmate when the help meet needs to help you meet what God has called you to do. And I caution them, amen, that if she hasn't been raised in that village, amen, if she hasn't been infected with that you're going to have some difficult times in that relationship. You need to draw to a woman, amen, that knows God is going to love you, amen, as God would love you, that you would be the man that God would have you to be. We're going to talk a little bit about that next month on Father's Day, but there's something, amen, about a woman of God that will stand out, amen, that will allow you to understand, amen, how blessed you are to be able to be in their family, to be in their lives, that they would show you, amen, something that only God can show you. And this is what Paul was telling Timothy, that Timothy, I can only tell you from a man's perspective some things, amen, that I've known. But your mama, Lord have mercy, and your grandmother, amen, can fulfill only the thing that God has designed them to fulfill. And because God has designed them to fulfill it, amen, they will carry it out day after day after day, week after week after week, to a fault, amen, because they can't help it. Once they've been raised in this family, in this village, and it rubs off on them, then they began to spread it to somebody else. And I'm glad today that I got a mama that lived the life as a godly woman. I thank God today that I got a wife, good God Almighty, that's been infected by the faithful family and village of godly women. I thank God today that I got a daughter that lived in the house of my house with a godly woman that has affected her to a place where she can't help but to love like God love. I thank God for a church family. I thank God for all the women in the village that helped raise me. I thank God that they had the thing that the true women of God had. And they have this thing that they walk by faith and not by sight. In other words, when they see something and it's not good, they see something and it seems impossible. They go to this thing called faith in God. And they begin to pray. And they begin to speak those things that are not as if they were. I'm a living witness today. See, I had some physical issues in my life when the doctor said if his lung collapsed and he can't breathe anymore, you might as well get ready to allow him to go on. But I had a praying grandmother. Have I got a witness today? I've had some praying people in my family. I had a praying mama. I had a praying church family. daily. They anointed me from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. And I'm here today preaching this gospel because there was a family, a village of godly women that looked past what they could see and turned their faith in God into a prayer, and God answered their prayer. I've seen it over and over and over and over in my life that the woman of God would go to the house of God, that she would go to a prayer closet. This is what Paul was telling Timothy. Timothy, you might be crying right now, but draw on the strength of the faith of your mother. I'm reminded on the day when Jesus was crucified, that it was mother at the feet when they tortured him, when they beat him, when he crossed, hung his head and died, when they put him in the tomb. He went to the tomb. There was a big stone in the way. They wanted to anoint his body, but she had faith in God that God would make a way out of no way. And as she went to the tomb, she found that the stone was rolled away and the Savior was no longer there. He went to Calvary's cross. He died. They buried him in a tomb. But early on the third day, he got up with all power in his hand. See, this is the faith of the women in the village of the godly women, that they're going to look past what their physical eye can see, and they're going to tell you what God can do. Have I got a witness today? Because they can't help it. They can't help it. They got a bad case of the can't help it. You seen grandmama. You seen mama. You seen where you messed up, and you came at the last minute and you said, mama, I need, mama, why can't you do this? And they said they wasn't gonna do it. They'll be talking and telling you, you come at the last minute, you're doing the wrong thing. But the same time they're telling you that, they then pull that old purse up, they digging in there, they're finding the phone number you need, they're finding the money you need, they done went around the corner and prayed the prayer that you need, because they can't help but to love you the way God loves you. I thank God for the women that were raised in the village of godly women of faith, that they were infected with the love of God, that they can encourage their children and they can help their children and they can pray for the church and they can look past what they see and operate in faith. And when they operate in faith, they can tell Timothy, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Have you ever had a mama that got up with you at night and rubbed your body and salve and took you to the doctor and said, God is in your hands? And sooner or later, somebody said, late in the midnight hour, after mama got down on her knees, God turned the situation around. Somebody say, won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't God do it? That's why so many women are running, amen, the house. They're running the church. They're running the world because they got a bad case. I can't help it. I'm a love like God loves. I'm a pour out like God pours out. I'm a come alongside and make things the way God would make it. Aren't you glad today that God's got some godly women, that God's got some women of faith, that whatever it takes, whatever the situation is, they're going to operate in faith. They're going to say, my faith and my trust in God is all I got. Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know. If you will withdraw yourself from me, where else could I go? They go to the Lord. And so Paul said, Timothy, I can only do but so much. But think about your mama and your grandmama. They're the ones that brought you from a mighty long way. Leaning, 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 and depending on the Lord. And if God brought them through, surely, surely, surely God will bring you through. Aren't you glad today that Mary's baby Jesus, the lily of the valley, he was able to go to Calvary's cross because he had a praying grandmother. He had a praying mother. He had a mother that never left his side. And even when he hung his head and died, and he chained his son, his mother to John, he knew that his mother knew deep down in her heart that that wasn't the end. And that's what I mean about a mama that's been infected with the can't help it, even though the situation presents itself. She can't help to believe that is not the end. And so Jesus went to the grave, but early got up, and the stone was rolled away, and he let his mama know, it's all right. It's all right. I was dead, but now I'm alive. I'm the one that overcame the death and the grave. Aren't you glad that mama's face is greater than what she sees. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for the village of women. Thank God and have godly faith. They will raise a little nappy head, breath and britches, little boy like me with all my faults. No, these women weren't perfect. They're not perfect. And none of us are perfect. That's why we all need God's grace and mercy. But when they're raised in a village of godly, faithful women, they've been infected by this can't help it thing. Their love's an agape love like God loves. But what happened is you as a child, you as a young man, you as a husband, you as a father, would be benefited so much. Benefited so much. And I know children and fathers and mothers and extended family members are blessed by this thing that God entrusts with godly, faithful women. That this world is so much better. That this world is so much easier to endure because those women that were raised in the faithful godly village. Amen. So we thank God for them today. I know, amen, that many have lost loved ones and lost mothers, but they planted that seed. This is what young Timothy, drawing that seed that was planted in you. Stir up that gift. Your grandma, ma, amen, planted in you. And then pass it on to someone else. And watch, amen. That same infectious can't help it. Lord have mercy. How many times mama will be fussing? I tell somebody my mama invented rap. She beat me in the back. She had that rap. Boy, didn't I tell you not, huh? And then you start crying. She said, shut it up. And you start snubbing, and she stopped snubbing. And the whole time she's fixing you something to eat, coming alongside you, throw a hand on you, rub your back, and give you a hug, let you know that you still love. Get your butt beat, but you still love. Amen. And that's what's needed. We need that mother's love, that the can't help it love. It'll come alongside and make this world a better place by loving our children, loving our sons and our daughters and their husbands and loving this world. Amen. And thank God for mothers on today. Amen. Amen. I know I said some things and may have left some names out. So if I left your name out and didn't say enough about you, I apologize, but know that I love you. Amen. And I thank you and I appreciate you. Amen. For helping raise me and nurturing my family, my wife, my children. Amen. By being faithful, godly women. Amen. Amen. We're going to just have a word of prayer and have our benediction. And after our benediction, we want you to enjoy your Mother's Day. Amen. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, God, for allowing us to be able to experience your word and the things that the Apostle Paul told us to remember about our grandmothers and our mothers. About that a community of faithful, that village of faithful, godly women that help raise generation after generation. And we thank you for the women that were around and we didn't even know that they were around. We're thanking God for their continued faithfulness, that they look not on things what they could see, but they trusted in things that they could not see, because they knew that the things that were seen were temporary, but the things that were not seen were eternal. We thank you for how they raised us from our cradle, even while we were in their womb. They showed love and showed kindness toward us. So, God, we just ask that you would continue to bless them, continue to let them know that we are grateful for their value and that they're valuable to us and that they're precious to us, allowing us to experience this thing that only you can provide through women of God, a faithful woman of God, virtuous woman of God. We thank you, God, for allowing us to experience that. And God, if there's someone that hasn't experienced it, Father, we pray that you would bless them, that they would run into a village of godly, faithful women, that they too would come to experience that. God, help the younger women respect the older women and draw strength from them, and help the older women respect the younger women and draw strength from them. God, that community, that family, that village of women, mothers would grow strong and stronger in you, oh God, as they will raise up a generation, God, that would be able to endure the challenges of this world. God, we thank you again for your word. We thank you again for the power and the presence of your spirit. And now may your love, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, continue to rest, rule, and abide with us both now and forever. And let the redeemed of the Lord sing together. Amen. 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 Do yourself a favor. Call somebody. Let them know that you love them in Jesus' name. Amen.